Theistic evolution, by its very label, lets you know what they mean by that. They're trying to argue that evolution is true and that that evolution is the means by which God created the world. Well, what generally ends up happening is that it's very long on evolution and very short on God. And typically what has happened all too far and all too often is that it is almost just like putting the label of theism upon a worldview that has little or no room for divine action. Now, could God have created by means of evolution? Of course he could. He's God. God can do whatever he wants. The question is this the way that he's done it? And is this the way that he's revealed that he has done it? And I would argue that both nature and scripture teaches us that there is a very clear evidence for divine action, where God has involved himself in the world in such a way that it is a sign and a wonder. In other words, what we would say, the Bible and nature itself shows us evidence that God has moved in this world in a miraculous way. And so therefore, I do not think that theistic evolution is either necessary nor the best explanation for what we see. So I do understand why some would embrace theistic evolution. I just don't think it's the wisest course of action.